appears scattered throughout the waveforms where the reversals are.
Wow.
We haven't really had the chance to use it yet. It's only just come out.
Are you going to make it available to the public at some point?
Yeah, we are making that and a whole lot of other stuff available. We're having our first reverse speech annual convention in the first week of December, on December 12th, 13th, and 14th. And our target is to have this software package ready, as well as a software package we're currently working on that will turn the computer itself into a reversing machine. It will have instant forwards and backwards rather than the highlighting of the sections now we want to reverse, which should take a fair bit of time. That software package is halfway through, plus we're designing our own machine with our own brand name, and we're hoping to have that out by December as well.
Well, it seems to me that the fact that software can be designed to locate the reversals by the tonal change validates the whole concept of reverse speech.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
In other words, not just what we think we're hearing, but if a machine can be programmed to detect that tonal change,
right,
then you have an extra validation here.
Oh, right. And, you know, you yourself have commented on this unique tonal shift that the reversals have. You can hear it auditorily.
Particularly with infants, which I love. They are my favorite.
Oh, right. We should do a couple of them.
Yeah, please go right ahead.
Okay.
By all means, I presume from time to time people send you their own.
Oh, yeah, we get quite a few sent to. Actually, I get many reversals sent to me, and we're gonna pull up a couple of these kids now.